This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When is enough, and does it even matter? We talked Park Tavern yesterday. We're going to start the show talking Park Tavern. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk A30, WCCO, home of the Twins. Twins and the Rays tonight. Are we assuming another 5 o'clocker pregame tonight?
Yes.
They sometimes bounce around. They're starting late. It's a 1 o'clock start tomorrow in Florida, right?
In Florida, yes. Okay. 12:10 this here in Central
Texas. Kudos to our guy Lou Ragus, who basically kicked everybody else's butt media-wise. Not too previous issues with DWIs. Try five DWIs in, I don't know if we need to say the individual's name, as a 17-year-old, as a 24-year-old, as a 29-year-old, as a 44-year-old, long break in between. And as a 46-year-old, 5 DWI convictions for this individual. And as I was just chatting with Adam, I can't fathom how much alcohol you need to drink to get to 0.325. Does that even seem possible to you?
No.
Does not seem possible to me as a person who enjoys a glass of red wine or a beer or a cocktail and occasionally has been overserved more likely when I was younger. But overserved at what point? 09? 0.10? I'm not even talking the driving at this point. Just getting to that level.
Yeah.
And as Adam pointed out, maybe this person has such a drinking issue where obviously comes so easy to this person and then is waiting for a certain feeling and doesn't even get to that feeling until who knows what level.
Yeah, a tolerance must be unfathomable,
right,
to myself and you.
Unrelatable in all ways. And I guess I don't think it was surprising when word came out from the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, Mary Moriarty and her team, that he admitted that when he was struggling to get into a parking spot, what a shock, struggling to get into a parking spot. And when you're 0.325, you really want to go somewhere else to have more alcohol, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And then hit the gas. And their estimates that in that short period of time of acceleration between 30 to 45 miles per hour, disgusting, heartless, pathetic. He killed him. Didn't care. Didn't care for others. And I have empathy for addiction. Addiction is an issue throughout the globe which affects people in many areas that we think of naturally and others where you say, whoa, can you be addicted to that? And then you think, chemical reaction? I guess so. And so I know there are a lot of people who genuinely try to kick a habit and it's not easy. And your judgment, rightfully so, is questioned. This is indefensible in every possible way. Every single way, this decision is indefensible. Who knows if this person has tried to get any help whatsoever? I haven't seen that report. Any of you?
No.
I assume our guy, the Goose, will get it. Lou. Where was this individual before? Not at Park Tavern. Because then you get to the, what, dram shop laws. If this person was at another place versus just at his home, his condo, his apartment, wherever. And that can be a tricky spot. At some point, it's hard for me to believe it's a tricky spot if, hypothetically, this person was out somewhere and was at 0.25 and was at 0.30 and 0.325. By the way, this is measured at HCMC. So there's a period of time from Park Tavern, extracting the car, getting this individual out of the car, questions, and then getting to HCMC. I don't know. Was the blood alcohol still going up at that point? Was it going down slightly? It's astronomically cruel, no matter where it was. So dram shop laws, some can be egregious, right? If let's say I'm the bartender and you come in and you're just drink after drink after drink, there should be some responsibility in me. I also have said many times when this has come up, and again, we have no idea where this person was, so I'm not going to spend too much time on this. But if you're at a very crowded place, and again, I'm one of many bartenders at this place, and you're bouncing around the bar and coming back, and I might see you twice, but there's hundreds of people in there. And you're trying to judge everyone's coherence, sharpness, blood alcohol. That's not easy to do, right?
Not easy, especially if your buddy goes up to the bar and says, hey, give me two.
Yeah, right?
You don't even have to go to the bar.
You and four friends are out.
I got this round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting doubles, right? And four people are coming up. Now, if you're at a table, I get it. But when is enough? Is enough? Because Lou points out that after the fifth DWI conviction, 6 years with the interlock. And then recently, a standard driver's license, like you, me, and others. And I heard a little bit of Joe Tamburino on with Jason yesterday, and he makes the point. He's 100% right. And he knows it well as a defense attorney in this area. The number of people right now who are driving and have faced some legal sanction, and they're still driving, I think would probably frighten a lot of us, where they just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Including maybe too many DWI convictions. We've talked about this before, and many individuals, this person included, at times in my life, made mistakes, and I shouldn't have been behind the wheel. Okay? There are a lot of people listening who probably are in that category. Hopefully we've learned and we don't make those decisions now. And I'm not going to say 0.08 is okay because it's not. It's against the law. But there's a reason why they have different punishments, 0.8 to 0.15 to 0.16 and above. Our punishment and our awareness with Mothers Against Drunk Driving has jumped dramatically and has dropped dramatically to the credit of a lot of people. But how many times have we, the two of us together, or anybody's listened to me for the 34 years I've been in town, where you see somebody get arrested and they have seven of these? They have six of these. They have eight of these. And they actually have a license. I don't get it. So, if a person reaches their third DWI conviction, I think at that point you're done for 10 years. And if you get your fourth, I'm not sure you should ever get it again. Is that reasonable? What is reasonable? And again, I get it. People need to work. They need to function. They have made a decision to put all of the restaurants, all of the rest of us, in a path of potential death. And if all of a sudden you have to get an Uber every day, or if you bus, or you have to find a job where you work at home, or somebody else has to drive you, and you're now at your fourth, my initial instinct, Dave, is that's fine. When is enough is enough. And yes, I am reacting more forcefully and emotionally and empathetically because I think of two people who are gone and these others who are in severe pain and in critical condition. And my boy is about to start bowling at that place in a few weeks. That could have been me and Q sitting at Park Tavern. I've been at Park Tavern dozens of times. This could have been some other place where all of us are at. And this act of heartlessness at .325 ended two lives. And all the things we say before, of all the benchmarks of joy, they'll never happen for these two. And who knows the lives of these others who are severely injured. When is enough is enough? When it's a rational, logical conversation and a realistic conversation. Are we doing enough to punish the higher ends? Should we be making any exceptions if you're 0.09 compared to your 0.21? What do you want to say about this? I would love to hear. I want to hear from Dave right when we come back, but I really want to hear from you on this story, which should get to all of us. And again, as I just look at the TV screen, welcome to the school year. Because we have another school shooting. Another bleeping school shooting where four are killed at a Georgia high school. And we're startled. We're horrified. You know, we're not shocked. We're not surprised. It's just another day. And again, we'll grieve, we'll talk, but we won't do a damn thing. And that's on all sides. That's not just on one side. I'm sure we'll get more into the school shooting later. But on the Park Tavern matter, what do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Phone calls and texts encourage right here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dua, we are doing Song of the Summer today at 2:08. Past winners?
That's right.
Okay.
Leading up to it, Dua took it last year.
Yeah. I may have watched this Dua video just once or twice.
Yeah? You like the dancing?
I do. I like the orchestration. We do have a disparity on the death numbers in this, I don't want to say predictable, but
well, you should, because it is.
Devastating story where four individuals, according to CNN, are dead, 30 injured. NBC is saying two. Fox isn't even listing the number right now. It always surprises me when we have a disparity on death count. And sometimes it goes down, and none of this should be about who gets it first. But, yeah, this high school shooting, first active shooter call in from the school was at 9:30 their time. So we'll go to CBS News in 5 minutes on an update, and we'll get back to this a couple times during the show. We're talking about Park Tavern, this individual who killed two individuals, injured others, five times DWI convictions. When is enough enough? Let's go to Joe, who's called in on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. Joe, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. So I bartend once in a while and part-time job, but it is a huge problem in this country. What people think that they can drink and legally drive, it's just hilarious to me because it takes nothing to get to 0.08. People don't realize how easy it is. But the biggest problem we have is these guys, like you say, oh, take their license for 10 years. It's got nothing to do with it. There's so many people driving around with no license, and they don't care. They just keep driving. You can give them, you can say you can't have a license for 20 years. They don't care. They're getting in their car tomorrow and driving. And that's the problem. We have to stop these people. You have to put these people in prison. Problem is we can't, right? We don't have enough jails.
Yep.
And that's the problem. And a huge problem is rearing its ugly head here. Everybody wants their freedoms, and everybody wants to be able to go drinking, and everybody wants their guns, and everybody wants this. Well, look at the negative part of all that. Here it comes. And now they make weed legal. Well, what's going to happen when a guy gets stoned out of his gourd and drives his Buick into a school bus? You know, it's all, everybody wants all these things, but it's the ugly part that people don't want to talk about. And this is exactly that. This guy should be in prison. You know, you, I mean, your third DWI,
yeah.
Well, give me a break. You're done. Go to prison. Can't live in society.
Thanks, Joe.
You know?
All points that resonate with a lot of people. That's a thing, because again, I want to punish sooner and harsher. But unless they're in prison, and there's only so many people we can send to prison at this point, how many of these folks, if we take the license away quicker, as I said before, as Joe just reiterated, Dave, are just going to keep driving?
A lot of them will. I think we know that. I think we absolutely know a lot of them will. And we got to strengthen the punishment the first time, the second time. Because if you get caught drunk driving, you're swerving. Cop picks you up. You didn't hit anybody. You didn't hit anything. What? So what? So what? You just as easily could have. You just as easily could have hit somebody driving, hit somebody on a sidewalk, hit somebody enjoying dinner at the Park Tavern. You know, you got lucky. So what? Let's strengthen it. Put some teeth in the, like I said, the first time, the second time, the third time. God knows there should be teeth after the fourth and the fifth time.
Breathalyzer, ignition start should be in all DUI vehicles. You think it's possible we're going to get to a point where that's going to be in every car right from the get-go? And it would take a period of time. Or are we losing the presumption of innocence?
I think that's it.
Yeah. Some might
take away my freedoms. You're going to make me do this just to drive.
Right. Some might say, you're not guaranteed to be a driver. That there are rights that you are guaranteed as a citizen. Driving isn't one of them. And you have to follow a checklist of certain things. So proving that you're not over the limit. Is it possible we're headed that way? I think we're a long ways from that. But when stories like this comes up, you're going to think about it again. A lot of texts coming in. My ex-husband lost his license for a year. For his first and only DUI, I drove and worked for that year. It taught us both a valuable lesson. as a recovering alcoholic who has multiple DUIs, I agree that we need to have severe changes in our system. Chad, I can't imagine the family's pain, such a senseless act. I can't either. I just cannot. And I wish we could get to all the texts, but I want to also get to this major story out of Georgia. Four dead in high school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.